got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I think Australia does life wrong sometimes.
Okay.
And I think our society is, we're creatures of habit, human beings, right?
Sure.
So, like, we have the calendar and we go, all right, this is what we expect this time of year. This is what we expect, like, especially with things being offered in supermarkets or just general stores. You go, all right, well, Christmas is coming up, Christmas decorations, but you can't put them up until we've had Halloween.
Right.
And then you can't put up Halloween decorations until, I don't know. But there's always these dumb rules, right, of when we can and cannot have things.
Yeah.
I'm living currently in what I believe to be the best 4 months of the year.
Okay.
Because hot cross buns are available.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Once Easter's done, bakers must forget the recipe. Floats away.
I think it's because it's like a religious thing, right? Like originally.
I'm religiously eating them for breakfast every single day.
Well, you must be happy that they come out mid-November now, right?
Well, pretty much after Christmas Day, they start coming out. But they scattered, and I kept a tally this year. So where I could get it.
Thank God someone did.
Where I could get it straight out of the gate after December 26th was Coles.
Okay.
Woolworths was close to follow.
Sure.
I believe that was somewhere in the first week of January. Baker's Delight, I'm not super sure. I don't go to Baker's Delight or like local bakeries a lot. My mum does, and she was saying she couldn't find them early on in January, but I also don't trust her ability to remember any detail.
I have a mate that collects them and will put them in her freezer. Like once they're, like the week after Easter, she will put them in her freezer and she'll like have a stack that will last her for the rest of the year until they're back out in December.
It just, why is there such a massive rule on when we can, as Australians or as people that live across Geelong and the Surf Coast, get fresh access to hot cross buns or HCBs?
I think it's a religious thing.
Yeah, but it isn't. I understand that it's based around like the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not thinking about Easter or Jesus, you know, January 1st. You know, around Easter, I'll go, oh, yeah.
Sure.
But, and then as soon as it's done, they'll sell the last of what they've got and they go, can't wait for January next year. We have to start making them. I would love to be explained why we can't get them all year round.
If they put it out all year round, would you buy as many?
Probably.
Or is it the anticipation of knowing you've only got the 4 months that makes you go out and buy more of them?
If anything, that's our society is built on choice and freedom of choices. So if we are not allowed something to choose to not have it, then that's not a freedom, you know?
Oh, now you've lost me.
What do you mean? So if you're right, if I could get hot cross buns all year round, I have the freedom to choose to eat that or the freedom to not choose to eat
that. I'm saying you probably would feel satiated if you knew that you could have them all year.
All right. Did someone got a word of the day calendar? Satiated. What I'm trying to say to you is if we only get it for a limited time and then there's no access for the other 9 months of the year, we don't have a freedom of choice. It's been chosen for us by people above us, the men. That we can't get hot cross buns. And I'm not here for
Jesus?
It. I don't know. So I just think we need to rethink how society works.
All right.
And it's small steps like giving us hot cross buns 12 months of the year that I think can get us forward as a country.
Now, I know that you favour one supermarket above them all. We're not going to give them free publicity. But if another supermarket offered hot cross buns year round, would you jump ship?
I'd sell my body. Without a doubt. And great. You should too. Tell you what, strap in. You're about to have access to the truth. It is Tim and Jess driving you home here on K-Rock 955. And we were talking about, I was kind of shouting about how I get frustrated that we only have access to hot cross buns essentially between January and April every single year.
Yeah.
And then we are not given the choice as human beings to be able to buy it because the supermarket overlords or the man, they say, you know, they're not something we can buy at this time of the year.
A spokesperson from Coles, Tim, actually spoke to news.com.au a couple of years ago and said that hot cross buns are some things are just too good to not enjoy all year round. And for many people, this includes hot cross buns.
Okay.
And so they actually have put up a recipe for hot cross buns, but they're not planning to sell them all year round.
Now, we've had someone call through on 5223295. Now, before we say anything, you have the chance to remain anonymous. Would you like to take that up?
probably a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Anonymous, thank you very much for calling. Now, you used to work at a well-known bakery, is that correct?
Yeah, there's two main bakeries. You've got your Brumbies and your Baker's Delight. Won't reveal which one I worked at. But, yeah, at a certain time of year, they get allocated, right, get all your funds going and you can start doing them. And there's just it's just flat, absolutely flat out. At the end of the day, if there's heaps and heaps of hot cross buns left over, they throw them out. So they say, oh, would you like to take some home? And I remember a specific weekend, I had six garbage bags full. And I'm not talking the little inside bins, like massive garbage bags full of hot cross buns. I lived in a block of units with about 10 units. So each of the neighbours had about 10 packets of hot cross buns each. And I had one of those fridge size, the whole thing was a freezer, it had six shelves in it, full of hot cross buns. I was eating hot cross buns for about 6 months.
Hey, you were basically the Easter Bunny for your street.
Well, all the neighbours, they thought it was great.
Now, Anonymous, why did the bakery that you used to work at stop making them after Easter? Was it just like, that's what we do? There was no, like, real reason
or rhyme? It's basically just an allocation thing. They sort of, all these different, a lot of those bakeries, they have their in, you know, their owners for that, like a franchise, I suppose you will. They get sent their promotional stuff at that time of year. Or it's like, you know, dropping a green flag. Go, you know, and off you go, and you make them, and you get them, and yeah, you stop. And then you go on to the next promotion. So
it's just another example of the man trying to hold us down, Anonymous. So I appreciate the insight that you could offer us here this afternoon.
Not a problem at all.
We'll give you a double pass to Magic Mike's Last Dance at Reading Cinema's Warren Ponds tomorrow night. We'll just put Anonymous on the double pass, okay?
Yeah, nice.
Fantastic.
All right. See, this is when you get let past the Iron Curtain, Jess, and you start finding out really how the world works.
I can't believe they just throw them away, Tim. Need to head down to your local bakery.
Big business, throwing things away. Yeah, that doesn't happen. You're right, Jess. You're living under a rock.
Okay.
It's a hot cross conspiracy.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name, something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, if you've got a name on 52232955, we want to spell it.
Everyone that gets on air today gets a double pass to see Magic Mike tomorrow night at Reading Cinema's Warren Ponds, and we would love to see you there. We're going to be there as well. Do not miss the final tease of Magic Mike's Last Dance, only in cinemas February 9th, but you can obviously see it a day before it hits screens.
Can't wait.
Nick has called through from Geelong. Nick, you would like us to spell Nick, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. I think it is N-I-K.
Nah, you're correct. Incorrect.
Okay. Nick, are we spelling your full name or like your is Nick your full name?
Nah, Nick's my full name.
Okay, all right. Oh, God, Tim. N-I-C-K?
Oh, you got it.
Oh, Nick, did you want to give us a softball?
Come on, mate. I'm happy we've got it.
I'm still not getting the ticket.
All right. Yeah, mate. Well, you know what? You've got a double pass to see Magic Mike tomorrow night, okay? Nick, there you go. So he just wanted the tickets. Hey, he got his thing. We got our thing.
That's
we
one
got
on the board,
on
Tim.
The board. Dylan from Newcombe's giving us a call as well. Dylan, you want us to spell your name. Is that right?
Yep. So not the traditional way. There's actually three ways to actually spell my name.
Okay.
Jess, you go first for this one because I've got a sleeper on this and I'm just trying to figure it out.
D-H-Y-L-A-N.
No.
Okay. I'm going to go D-I-L-L-O-N.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, remind me to change this in the system,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, Dylan, I think I used to play football with someone spelt Dylan that way. That's why I was just sitting
How
there
often
thinking.
Do you get that correct, Dylan?
I have no idea. So I'm spelled D-Y-L-A-N, but there's another way to spell it, D-I-L-L-A-N also. So.
Well, Dylan, not only did we spell your name so you got a thrill, but we've got a thrill for you. You have got a Magic Mike double pass coming your way for the cinemas tomorrow night, okay? Reading Cinemas Warm Pond.
Thanks so much, guys.
So oh, welcome.
That's okay. Jess, have we got 5 in 2 weeks? That is,
I know, unheard of.
Ridiculous.
I think that we are nailing it this year.
Do we have a scoreboard? Because we don't have anything in here too.
Yeah, no, I've got a scoreboard.
Your
going.
Notebook? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to...
What do you mean? How many names have we spelled this year? I don't know where my page is.
I've put it in the back of my daily planner. It's all good.
All right. Well,
it won't get lost. Whistling the way home.
Listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We're asking, on the phones today, how did your pet embarrass you at the vet? Normally, yes. A costly mistake.
Yeah, because my sister had to take her cat to the vet this week. She was a little bit worried about her. Saw some red stuff in between her paws and was like, oh, could be blood. Yeah. Like, maybe she's injured herself. Turns out it was just some red paint. She managed to get into my sister's paints somehow.
What I would have done to been in that room at the vet, right? Where they just went, oh, that's strawberry daiquiri, darling. That's a shame.
How did the vet know it wasn't blood, though? That's what I want to know. Like, oh, what, yeah, no, nah, just acrylic paint. Like,
well, I don't know if you know the difference between blood and paint, mate. Look, Carla from Newcombe's given us a call. Carla, did your pet embarrass you at the vet?
Yes, hi Tim and Jess. So I have a naughty Labrador by the name of Loki. He actually visits the vet very regularly.
Likes going there.
But this time he actually went to the vet and I was waiting out in the waiting room and he has come out with the bin over his head. He got his head stuck in the bin. After trying to find food.
Yes.
Stunning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just causing a big old loud scene, smashing and crashing into things.
The vet was just laughing.
What can you do? Because it's, I imagine being a vet or working in a veterinary clinic to be the most chaotic and beautiful combination.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously you get incredible different animals coming in, but some animals just don't mix well with others. And some animals put their head in a bin, take the lid off, and start smashing it around the food section, you know, Carla?
That is Loki for you, yes.
What a good boy.
Carla, is it time to find a new vet? Or will you be able to go back after this?
Look, you know what? He's been there. They know him by name. He goes there very regularly.
Yeah.
He gets himself in a lot of mischief.
Yeah, it's Floki the Bin Dog. Yeah. I remember Floki the Bin Dog. That makes sense.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Pilot week on the radio this week. Essentially, you and I are taking turns bringing segments to the show. If they live, they live. If they die, they die. But that's what pilot week is all about.
And today I've pitched a game that we're currently calling Radio Charades.
K-Rock, it's a pony. It's an elephant. It's a giraffe. It's Radio Charades.
And we were gutted to discover minutes ago that Mime Time was a name that was brought up and thrown in the bin.
Just thought Radio Charades sounded better.
Describe what the game is, Jess, again, because not only is Mark from Warren Ponds wanting to know how it works,
yep.
I would also love to know how this is going to work.
Right, so here's how it's going to work, right? Mark is going to be playing as the listener. And
good job, Mark, so far.
Well done. I am going to act out certain words. Mark's only got 60 seconds to guess the words that I'm acting out. You are the vessel, Tim.
Sure.
You have to describe to Mark exactly what I'm acting out so that he can have a chance to guess them.
I imagine hypothetically, like I feel like this might help Mark. Say if you're acting like a cat, I can't just say, Mark, it's a cat.
No, you can't. You can't actually say the word. So you have to describe the actions that I'm doing.
Well, Mark from Warm Ponds, are you feeling confident that I can describe Jess's charades to you confidently, okay?
Not really, but yeah, we'll give it a go.
Okay. Appreciate your involvement in Pilot Week, Mark. Thank you so much.
Jess, I'll start the time.
Yep.
Now.
Okay.
All right, she's pulling her hair back. She's repeatedly pulling her ponytail back and flicking it. Mark.
Weirdo.
A weirdo? Yes. No. All right, next. All right, Jess, what's next? You're a weirdo. She's flapping her arms, both of them left and right, and kind of gliding in a way.
Pterodactyl?
Yep, bird. That's it. All right, what's next? All right, she's scooping. She's got her hand placed at the bottom and, like, pretending to hold, like, a vessel to bring something up to her mouth and chomping down on it to eat, I assume.
No, hungry?
Yeah, let's go hungry. All right, 20 seconds. All right, she's got a... She's kind of got a... Like, it's again a wing-like action, but it's not as big of a wing as it was last time. She's bobbing her head back and forth with a pointy nose.
Now I'm thinking of a clown.
Yeah, and you've got them all, Mark. You've absolutely got every single one. Congratulations. All right, so we had initially, what was the first one, Jess?
The first one was ponytail.
Weirdo. Oh, ponytail. What did we say? Weirdo. All right. What was the second one?
Fly.
A fly?
You said pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl, close enough. All right, next.
Next one was bowl.
Bowl. And you what did you say, Mark? Eating? I think it was eating.
Clown,
right.
And then chicken was the final one.
Right. And
we didn't get a single one.
I feel like, Mark, you nailed your role there.
I'm exhausted.
Of calling the station while I described Jess's body movements to you, Mark. So congratulations. What an experience for you.
Hey, Mark, out of 10 stars.
10 stars.
What do you rate in Radio Charades? Mime time.
I'll give it 7.
7.
Bold call, yeah. Mark. A bold call indeed. Thank you very much for your call.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I've got a problem.
Okay.
I can't sleep and it's your fault.
Oh, what have I done?
Yesterday you brought to the show that your dad is retiring and on his essentially gap year. He's going to Vegas. He's going to a wrestling school. He's going to learn how to become a professional wrestler at the ripe old age of how old is your dad?
63. Yeah, not just my dad, but two of my uncles as well. They're all going on like a tour.
Lads
together.
On tour.
And yeah, they are going to wrestling school.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Now, obviously, I'm not sure exactly how the whole program works, but I guess they'll be working on moves, they'll be working on a character.
So I know what's happening. So I've Googled this school that he's going to for this course. It's like a wrestler from the mid-2000s who had one match in the WWE/WWF, did some dodgy stuff, and now he's got a wrestling school.
In Vegas.
So now your dad's going to build this character.
Yep. And then they do a performance on the same day.
Yesterday I did make a commitment that I was like, I'll make a character for your dad. So he can go there and be like, this is what I want to do. This is who I am.
I'm ready.
I need a few things. I need maybe a bit of help from you to be able to piece together a character for your dad. And then tomorrow on the show, we'll give him a call, pitch him the character.
Okay, let's go.
So you said that you thought a fun idea for his character because he's been a cleaner for most of his life.
Yeah, well, he owns a cleaning supplies business. So.
That with a wrestling character about cleaning as a cleaner would be a good idea.
Like the Vacuum King or something.
Yeah. And his finishing move, because in wrestling you need a finishing move to be able to pin your opponent, could be, I don't know, like the full-blown suck if he's the Vacuum King.
Oh,
you know, we've got to talk these things through. So does your dad have a catchphrase with his cleaning business that, like, he could yell when he's at the top rope celebrating and he goes, suck on that, you know? Is that something, like, I'm happy to go with the Vacuum King. I think it's a great idea.
I think his only catchphrase at work is, I'll do you a discount for cash.
Ooh. So he's, like, is he kind of... Like, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, I reckon he's going to want to be a baddie.
Want to be like, well, the bad guys have more fun.
Heel's always way more fun.
All right, don't say, no one knows what a heel is. He's a baddie. So, all right, so maybe something along the lines of the Vacuum King.
Right.
Doing dodgy deals, you know.
He doesn't
like
do
this.
Any dodgy deals.
Dodgy deals. Well, yeah, you're right, yeah. No, cash is because I feel like I wanted to pay in cash. Okay. I think I'm forming an idea. Mm-hmm. I'll write a song for him so that when he walks down to the wrestling ring, he can impress. You never know, he might end up in WWE headlining WrestleMania this year, Jess.
I just hope he doesn't end up in hospital after his first
match.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye! Goodbye! Tim and
Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.